Yeah, Thomas here again, KB0DCO. The digital modes in Echolink and All-Star, D-Star, P25 wires, it's like, okay, guys, we know it's all proprietary between the different, like, Kenwood, Icon, Yaesu, and whatever other brand is out there, new brands. Hey, appreciate, new brands out there, though I tend to wonder about the quality of some of them. But overall, I think it's nice to have the availability of buying stuff, as that ain't too expensive. But I hate to say it, you get what you pay for, but I don't want to spend thousands of dollars either. Like somewhere in between, like anywhere between the $200 and $500 mark seems to be a good range. But anyways, I've been licensed since 1988 as a novice for a couple of years, and then upgraded to technician in 1990, when I graduated from high school. So 1990 is when I graduated from high school, but I got my technician license in 1992. That was when I got out of college. There we go. So it was somewhere in there. I would have to go look up in my history is starting to get foggy. But it was either 90 or 92 when I got tech. So, but after that, once the no code or the code requirement went down to 5 words per minute, then I got my written general out of the way, which I had passed years ago, but couldn't get the code passed. So once I came available and saying, hey, we reduced it to 5 words per minute across the board, I said, cool, I'll go take my written test. And I think that was in around 2000 to 2002 time frame, and been a general ever since. Tried to get the advanced out of the way, kept missing it by a few questions, and I said, this is like pulling my hair out. Oh, sorry, we don't give that test anymore. Now you have to go take your extra. And I tried taking that, and I got about 4 or 5 books for each of the question pulls when they changed. I could not get it passed. The formulas and the math were a little... So, unfortunately. So, we'll pass it back up to Patrick there, KE8ZTP in the group, KB0DCO in the roundtable.